A green card scam is threatening the legal status of hundreds of Korean immigrants in California. The immigrants paid as much as $30,000 to brokers to obtain their green cards. The brokers, in turn, were bribing an Immigration and Naturalization Service employee who authorized the cards. That employee, Leland Sester, went to authorities in 1998 and told them he had been illegally arranging green cards for people for 12 years. Now, threatened with deportation, many of the Korean immigrants say they had no idea their cards were illegal. Attorney Alex Park represents 95 of the people involved. He says the scam worked this way.
The brokers would take the application from the green card applicants, along with the processing fee, and the money would then be unbeknownst to these applicants, along with the application package, be given to the INS officer, Leland Sester, who would then in turn approve green cards using his stamp as well as his colleague's stamps and sometimes his supervisor's stamp to stamp the application as approved.
Now, he did this for 12 years. What made him suddenly decide to turn himself in?
Well, in 98, he had retired, actually, from medical reasons. But he continued to receive bribes from the brokers after his retirement. And at some point, he was unable to produce the green cards in exchange for money. He was physically threatened by the brokers, and that's when he decided to turn himself in.
Uh-huh. Now, as I understand it, he burned many of the documents that were involved, including, apparently, the names of many of those people who got green cards. So how does the INS know who to go after?
Mr. Sester had basically drafted a four-page document, all in handwritten fashion, which contained the A numbers and names of the 275 people. And so the only single source of the INS is that four-page document.
So it's a four-page document written from his memory?
Written from his memory.
And how does he remember the name of all those people?
I am uncertain. That's the biggest question that we have.
And many of these people have lived here for many years and put down roots in this country?
Absolutely. And for some of these people, because it is a family, there's no there to go back to. I mean, existentially, they have departed Korea over 10 years ago. And some of this, their children are foregoing the dreams of becoming a good citizen. One of the children of a particular family had a full scholarship to master's program with the journalism school at Northwestern. He decided not to join the program because of the uncertainty of his career and the future. And so these people are sort of, their life's just been put on hold. It's just a disaster.
Do you think that all 275 people were completely innocent in this scam, that no one knew that there might be something illegal going on, that there might be a bribe being handed over?
Oh, I dare not say that. I believe that in order for these type of service to exist, that there had to be a demand on the side of the consumers. I am fully aware, I'm not that naive as to the people who would go through and pay the bribes. And that is one of the reasons why we're not seeking a class action suit in this case, because we didn't want to put the bad seats along with the legitimate ones. And I believe there has to be much, much harsher measure within the INS to be able to police itself, i.e. either a peer review or supervisor review for an approving of green cards or any other visas.
Thank you very much, Mr. Park.
Thank you.
Alex Park is a lawyer based in Santa Clara, California.